Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and today is November 9th. So let's look at our Agile Daily Team Building Calendar and see what our quote is for the day. If you want to see or go to the Daily Team Building Calendar, you can go to my website. That's my namesake. It's Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com, and it'll take you to the online calendar, and you can click and go directly to the quote and follow us all year long. We're really excited. 2023 is going to be rolling around, and you can also click the button to make sure that you are registered to get the 2023 start the year fresh, start your team fresh by providing them with a little nugget of knowledge every day in daily stand-up to help continue to refresh and remind them and energize them and even maybe challenge them on ways that they can continuously improve themselves and their team and the organization as a whole in their quest for continuous improvement. So our calendar is just one way to help facilitate that. If you continue to learn, you continue to grow. So the quote for November 9th is, once a sprint starts, any significant new work or additional criteria that's added to the existing work means something has to be taken out of the sprint. So let me break it down. Not all the quotes are going to be inspirationals or nice little jingles. Some of them are just insight. And this particular point, just like I said, breaking it down. Once a sprint starts, and if there's any significant, that's a key word, significant new work that gets introduced or even new criteria. It doesn't have to be a new story. It's a story that's in the sprint, but then you're adding some significant acceptance criteria or significant scenario. And it just so happens that from the product owner's perspective, they feel that that has to be done and be a part of the story that's in the current sprint. The team can have empathy and understanding, and even sometimes is the team that is lobbying that, well, if we're going to do A, we also need to do B. When that is the case, what the team has to do is evaluate if adding this new piece, is it of higher importance or bringing more value than everything else that we agreed to work on during this sprint? And if the answer is a resounding yes, it is more important. It is bringing higher value. It is necessary. It's a non-negotiable. Then the next course of action is for us to evaluate, then what will we take out of the sprint? So that's the second part of this quote. If you're adding something significant in, you got to take something out within the sprint, because there's no reason to think that your velocity or your capacity is going to increase. Just because this is really, really, really important doesn't mean that you all have the capacity to get it done. And if you're putting it in the current sprint, then while we have everything on the table, it's important to engage your product owner to say, well, understanding that we're going to redirect our capacity toward this, what is it that you're willing to take away, to sacrifice, to move out of the sprint? And I really encourage, it's much better to intentionally move something out of the sprint versus continue to keep everything work in progress, and then at the end of the sprint, you not only have one thing that doesn't get finished, you have multiple things. That ending your sprint with things half started isn't a good practice, because it becomes over and over, it gives you permission, and then it becomes a bad habit of, well, we'll just start things, we'll see if we get them done by the end of the sprint. If not, no big deal, we'll just roll them over. Because what I then see is you roll it over to the next sprint, but you sit in planning and add additional stuff. I've seen a team roll over so much that there was no, when you looked at their velocity and what they rolled over, they equaled each other. So why are we sitting in a planning meeting and talking about stuff we're going to add to the sprint? That's not healthy. It just snowballs. And so that's why I try to provide these little insights. You see what happens once you kind of, it's almost opening the Pandora's box. When you make that one exception, and before you know it, you don't remember that that was the exception. It becomes the rule. And then we just have unpredictable sprints. If we have unpredictable sprints, we have unpredictable timelines, unpredictable roadmaps, and we're just working and just hoping and waiting to see what happens, you know, when we're going to get something, when we're going to get a release. And that's when stakeholders get frustrated and they start pointing the finger at Agile. But that's not the case. You should be intentional about what you plan for the sprint. Commit to it and do everything you can from a story level. There's negotiation at the acceptance criteria, tweak and adjust and that type of thing, but a give and take. But if you're bringing something significant in to the sprint, a new story altogether, or significantly changing the level of effort on a story that's in the sprint, then there needs to be a conversation, negotiation about what we want to take out. If not, if the product owner is like, whoa, 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 I don't want to take anything out of this sprint, then the reality is, okay, then this new thing, we can create, it's a new story, and that story will be at the top of the list when we start the planning for the next sprint. So there's choices, there's options, but there's not a third option where I'll put in and let's just see what happens. That's not an option. Pull that one off the table and go with the two options that I just shared with you. So I hope you found this little tidbit and kind of the a deep dive behind the quote of the day. And again, you can go to the website that's my namesake, Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com. And see the calendar online, and then check in at our podcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I cover the quote for the day. We'll make our way eventually through the whole calendar. So thanks. And if you'd like to leave comments or ask questions, again, you can email, contact us. Our website is technologyexpresso.consulting. And we appreciate you listening to us. That's all for now. Bye.